Park City School Board President Mo Hickey says while they did anticipate a deficit over a five-year budget, they didn't expect it to come so soon. He says there's a lesson to be learned here.
If you recall, when we passed the tax increase a couple of years ago, one of the things we started looking at that time was a five-year projection. And we anticipated heading into a deficiency around year four, given salary increases and some other things at that time. But we focused on that 5 years so we could address them as we move forward. And the other day, the discussion was, how do we look at things as they're happening a little better?
In other words, how do they better anticipate unexpected costs, like adding more teachers this year due to more students than expected moving into the district? He says they do have a fund balance, however, to accommodate the deficit.
We're cognizant that the deficiency is going to continue to grow. However, we do have the fund balance, which we had inflated with the tax increase, with the anticipation that we'd be drawn down on the fund balance to the auditor's recommendation of 2 months or 16% by year four.
He maintains that for budget planning, looking out over the next 5 years is better than going just year to year. He says they're taking a conservative stance on growth.
We're seeing a little less than 1% growth so far this year. You know, if you were to plug in a number of 1% growth every year for the next 3 years, a lot of that would be taken out as far as the deficiency goes because you'd have the increase in the revenues. So right now, we're staying with a very conservative no-growth model and keeping the revenues the same.
The deficiency, he says, comes from several components. One of those is additional insurance costs, although that was a budget item that was slashed last year. Hickey says the increase comes with more district employees enrolling than they planned on.
Which I thought was an interesting development, given that we actually started a contributory system this year, but we've seen more people enroll in the insurance plan, which increased our costs over there because we still pay the large majority of it. But at the same time, we've seen an increase in our HRA account, so people opting out of the insurance to go to a health reserve account. That actually will benefit us because that's a capped amount, so they get a certain dollar amount that they can spend on an HRA account, but then we don't have any upside. In other words, if costs went higher than that, it would be picked up by their other insurance plan. But that doesn't get factored in right now.
That's Park City School Board President Mo Hickey. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.